than 1,000 tiny Victorians will be tested for infectious diseases from possible contact with a Point Cook childcare worker.
Melbourne's childcare crisis is widening, with 800 more families caught up in the abuse scandal.
Sickening, and it's serious. It demands serious action.
Some wanting drastic action, banning all male workers from nappy and toilet duties, even from centres altogether.
There's so many parents who are very, very uncomfortable with having male daycare workers around their children.
After recent events have bombarded the media, exposing monsters disguised as early childhood educators, the trust between families and educators has been completely eroded. As a parent, one of the hardest hurdles to overcome is sending your child to care and trusting that they will be safe and protected from all harm. In the unfortunate events of one's monstrous actions, this has jeopardized those once trusted relationships, leaving not only fellow Australians scared, angry and disgusted, but innocent male educators left to prove themselves. Jessie Booth gives an insight into what it's like working within the early childhood sector as a male with such a dark stigma haunting over his every move.
False accusations are my biggest fear by far. The last centre we had microphone cameras, so that gave me a sense of security, especially because I was working in kindergarten as well, so I didn't have to change nappies, necessarily change their clothes. So there wasn't any, I say, opportunity for a false accusation to really have any strength. I trust all these people so much to back me up and always tell the truth, but it's like, I really have to be always supporting myself and, you know, like really in my best mindset just to understand like, oh, I'm like secure. People aren't going to falsely accuse me. I'm in the bathroom and I'm changing nappies. I'm just going to make sure I'm sane. You know, I don't feel like maybe girls don't have to worry about that, which is absurd, but you know, it's a reality. Yeah, it definitely made me feel like there was a spotlight on us. You know, because they see things happen in public light and they're like, oh, is it happening to my kids? Like I talked to a random person in a sauna at the gym. Oh, I saw about what's happening on the news. I feel like even though people know about the news and they know like how negative it is, they've still got the sense of reality in the back of their mind. 99% of them have well intentions. It's just like a really, really bad apple and it's gonna be in the limelight for a while.
In such a female-dominated industry, many families have grown used to seeing mostly women as their children's educators. Recent revelations showing just how easily sexual offenders were able to infiltrate the sector have only sharpened this reaction, leaving a bitter taste for some parents. For dads like Flynn Crick, this issue cuts especially deep. The nurturing and mother-like relationships he correlates between his daughter's educators and mother have made him extra wary of what that relationship might be like if there were a male educator involved.
First, I was very nervous about leaving her in strangers' care, but eventually after meeting the teachers and seeing what goes on at the childcare, I built trust and had a good relationship with a couple of the educators. I definitely feel like I trusted them more knowing they were females. Seeing what's circulating in the news at the minute would be very weary, especially as a father of a daughter. If I dropped her off and there was a male educator, yeah, I wouldn't be comfortable with that at all. Yeah, I think there's always been a strange stereotype of males in childcare. You very rarely see them, and just the stigma of a childcare worker, I see it as I wouldn't want another man looking after my child. I feel as not many men would be comfortable with.
As the sector grapples with shattered trust and the painful reckoning of its failures, families and educators are both left navigating the fallout. For parents, the instinct to protect their children will always come first. But for male educators, the weight of suspicion is a burden they never asked to carry. Time will only tell whether these fragile relationships can be rekindled, or if the childcare sector has a lot more work to do than they think.